Next up, we have Green Party co-leader James Shaw. Are you there, James? Are you there?
Yes.
Ah, perfect. There, we've got you now. So how's this week been for you?
It's been a hectic but a good week. So I've spent most of the week travelling the ends of the country, connecting with like different groups about different things. Spent quite a lot of time on campuses as part of O-Week in different cities, including Auckland. So that's been great.
Very good. And so kind of the first thing I wanted to talk to you about today is that over the weekend, Prime Minister Bill English has said that a review of abortion law wouldn't be happening on his watch. It'd be a liberalising of that law, while Labor said that there's room to review it. What is the Green Party's position on this?
Well, I mean, the Green Party's view is we absolutely need to change the law. It is absurd that it is still part of the Crimes Act. And so the first thing that we want to do is to remove it from the Crimes Act and treat it as a health and wellbeing issue, not as a criminal justice issue.
Right. And why is it still part of the Crimes Act?
I believe it's still part of the Crimes Act, basically because people keep voting for conservative politicians who don't want to change it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's ultimately what it comes down to. It is frankly crazy that women have to pretend that they have a mental health issue in order to get sign off on an abortion, and the fact that the law is as it stands is basically unenforced, I think, illustrates the point that the current law is broken, and everyone really acknowledges that.
And how do you think it fits more inside a health issue rather than crime?
Well, I mean, it is clearly a health issue, and women are sexual and reproductive health. There are, for some people, there are mental health implications, and the focus should be on supporting people rather than on criminalising them.
Right, and in what ways do you kind of mean that support?
Well, I mean, I think, improving health, reproductive health, public health, education, and so on. Those are the kind of the main thrusts of it. But the idea that it sits as some kind of criminal issue, we think is patently absurd.
Absolutely. And so another thing that the Prime Minister has spoken a lot about this weekend is being open to shortening jail sentences for prisoners who pass literacy programs. That's a policy from the ACT Party, launched at its conference 2 weeks ago. What's the Green Party's position on that?
Well, our view is that it is good to see David Seymour dragging the ACT Party into the 21st century. I mean, this is the political party that has made a point about being the lock 'em up and throw away the key party. And it's good to see them start to acknowledge that actually restorative justice measures are more effective than simply locking people up and throwing away the key. In terms of the specific proposal that David's talking about, broadly speaking, it's a good one. The thing is, though, he's picking on one measure, which is around the literacy programs. There are literally hundreds of programs for prisoners that are designed to help them function more effectively in society, to help them reintegrate back into and not to engage in recidivist behaviour that would lead them back into prison. And so I think just focusing on literacy as a single kind of program, I think you'd want to take a broader view of it and say, well, what are the plethora of programs out there, what are the ones that are most effective in any domain that would help people to reintegrate, not to reoffend?
Yeah, because obviously it's kind of about breaking that cycle of reoffending is that ultimate goal there. Is it just the programs within prisons that you think is the best way to help this, or?
Well, again, I mean, if I was to channel David Clendon, who is our justice spokesperson, he would say that these programs don't need to be delivered to people in prisons. They can be delivered outside of prison as well. And it's a whole lot cheaper and more effective to keep people out of prison than to put them in there in the first place. So, in fact, the whole nature of a more restorative justice approach to prisons and the whole justice system would see a kind of a cross social approach where, you know, we were trying to reduce offending and ensure that, people didn't kind of end up in a path of crime and then didn't end up in prison. But for, you know, particularly low-level crimes, to keep them out of the prison system, because if you take someone with a fairly low-level crime and put them in prison, then basically you're almost guaranteeing that they turn into a more hardened criminal once they get out again.
And just lastly, we haven't spoken about this before, but I know you've just put out a press release with the wild kind of weather over the weekend and more extreme weather incidents as a result of climate change. Do you think that Auckland's infrastructure is prepared and suitable for taking this on?
Well, I think if you look at the storms and floods that happened in Auckland over the weekend, they're similar to the ones that we had in Whanganui and in the Hutt Valley and in Dunedin South last year. And we know that climate change means that we are going to be seeing more frequent, more severe floods of this type. And it's pretty clear from what happened in Auckland over the weekend that our existing water infrastructure is not set up to cope with these kind of extreme weather events. And we've always had extreme weather events, you know, outliers, but the point is that they're happening more frequently and they're even more severe. And so you're going to see this kind of thing happening over and over again. And we really need a resilient infrastructure that can cope with the demand on it. And obviously, you know, there's some real issues that we need to deal with in Auckland and in other parts of the country.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, James. We'll talk again next week.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Hey.
Cheers.
That was Green Party co-leader James Shaw talking about abortion law reform and shortening jail sentences for prisoners who pass literacy programs and Auckland's kind of infrastructure after this weekend's wild weather. After the break, we'll have AUT Pacific Media.